What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is a very special announcement episode about something we're super excited about here at the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. If you've been following the podcast ever since the jump, you know this, but the podcast has grown every single year. We started off with just the normal podcast, and then we ended up graduating into introducing the Patreon, and that went great, and it continued to grow. And the next step was we added the Arizona Small Ball Showcase. Huge shouts out to Florence and Coach Sill over there. And then we started adding events for teams, opportunities for them to play and compete together against great quality competition. And we were talking about what's the next step for the podcast. How can we grow again this year? And Reyes had some crazy ideas, like an Arizona Small Ball club team that could travel all over the country, whatever. He's got a big head for that kind of stuff. But what we really thought would be a cool idea is introducing an award for the Arizona small ball scene that helps encourage student athletes to be the best version of themselves on and off the court. Many of you guys listening to this are coaches, and you completely understand this. There is so much filth and garbage on social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, of how professional athletes act and how they expect to be treated. There's very little positive content out there that is encouraging student athletes to be the best version of themselves, and we want to help with that as much as possible. And our way of helping with that is introducing the Viral Heap Award. Me and Reyes love college football, college basketball, so, and many of you guys do as well, so you're familiar with the Heisman Award, with the Wooden Award. That's the Viral Heap Award for us, for Arizona small ball. So what and we've mentioned this about a month and a half ago on the podcast. And me and Reyes have been watching out for this all season long, but I wanted to do a special bonus episode where I just talk about why we're naming this Most Outstanding Arizona Small Ball Player Award after Viral Heap. Wanted to pick someone that had deep roots in Arizona Small Ball, that was impactful and successful as a coach, but also successful in his life off the court. And this is just the perfect pick for us. Many people don't know much about Viral Heap. Viral Heap is a coaching legend over at St. John's. If you talk to anybody over at St. John's, they're going to tell you all about Viral Heap. He actually just retired, his son just retired, Roger Heap, just retired from the school district. And I think his grandson or a member of his family is currently coaching at St. John's, the head coach there. So there's a lot of deep roots at St. John's for Viral Heap, and we wanted to show some love to him and to his family. Viral Heap won 8 state titles at St. John's from the 1950s all the way over into, he was coaching from the 1950s all the way over to the 1980s. Before that, he played for the Sun Devils in 1942 and 1943, but World War II interrupted his career. And some of you guys that are members of the Army, you're listening to this, you're like, dang, this is the perfect choice. He was literally part of the Army, bro. It's crazy. But at World War II, he became a B-17 pilot. 2 years later, he comes back to ASU from 1945 to 1948, averages 23 points per game in the 1946 and 1947 season. So very successful as an athlete, and super successful as a coach. After ASU, he played in the BAA, now the NBA. He played for the Providence, Rhode Island Steamrollers. He played for the Wilkes-Barre Barons of Pennsylvania. And in 1998, he was inducted into ASU Athletics Hall of Fame. This guy is so decorated and successful as a coach. And I was talking with his son, Roger Heap, and he said this. Viral Heap was someone who was innovative and great character. He was innovative and he had great character. He was a positive role model, and he carried that with integrity. Another thing that he said was, as great and as amazing as a coach as his father was, he was an even better family man. He was an even better dad. And in talking with Roger Heap, it was evident that he started to get emotional, even just talking about his dad again and the awesome coach and the impact that he had had on his life. So we wanted to pick Viral Heap for those reasons. Very successful, but also an amazing coach. There were other coaches that we saw that were very decorated, and we were going to pick them to be named after this award. And other people kind of came out of the woodworks and they were like, hey, bro, you can't name them after that because of these reasons. Viral Heap, his character is through the roof. right? So we wanted to use him to really embody this award, and hopefully the awesome life and character of Verl Heap will help challenge this young generation right now to be the best version of themselves and to have high character, right? The criteria that we're looking for the Verl Heap Award for the most outstanding player in Arizona small ball is very similar to what Verl Heap was like as a man, okay? Someone who embodies exceptional skill, right? That demonstrates outstanding proficiency and mastery of the relevant sport skills. They showcase a high level of technical ability, right? So if you want to be considered for the Verl Heap Award, you've got to have exceptional skill. Second thing is sportsmanship. Displays exemplary sportsmanship on and off the court, promoting fair play, respect for opponents, and adherence to ethical principles. Ain't nobody going to be picked for the Verl Heap Player of the Year Award that doesn't exhibit sportsmanship. It's not just about putting the ball in the hoop. It's not just about averaging 28 points a game or 35 points a game or winning a state title. I don't care if you get the AZ Preps Player of the Year. I don't care about any of that because we all know that can tend to be political sometimes. We're looking for these criteria: exceptional skill, sportsmanship. The third thing is leadership. This player demonstrates strong leadership qualities, positively influencing teammates, fostering team cohesion, and contributing to the overall success of the team. Impact on team success is the fourth thing that we're looking for, the fourth criteria. Plays a significant role in contributing to the team's success, influencing game outcomes, and making pivotal contributions in critical moments. And the last thing, which is the most important, is character and integrity. This individual will demonstrate high moral character, integrity, and a positive representation of the sport both on and off the field. This is the criteria that we're looking for. And the reason why we picked Verl Heap is because as we learned about him and his life, he embodied these principles as well. And for all you student athletes that are listening to this, you may listen to this and be like, man, whatever, that's kind of stupid. Like, I don't care if I get the award or not, like whatever. And that's fine. But I know that there's some of you guys that are listening to this that you feel a little tug, like, man, I want that to be me. Then think about how you conduct yourself, not just scoring the basketball. Think about how you talk to your teammates. Think about how you uplift your teammates. Think about how you respond to your coach. How are you coachable, right? Think about how you interact with the other team, with the other coaches. I know that it seems like it's just me and Reyes, but it's not just me and Reyes. We have a network and a community of people all together working towards this thing to be able to make the best choice possible. Reyes has a list of players that are nominees for this award at this point in the season. We're going to release that in the next couple days. Maybe we'll release that with this episode. I'm not sure. We haven't decided yet. But we're going to release that, and we'll start to kind of trim down that list or add to that list as we see fit and as our community kind of informs us about this. Coaches, the way that you can help us is if you have a kid that's flying under the radar that you think embodies these principles, obviously you're going to be biased. We're not doing our job as coaches if we're not being biased, right? We see the best in our kids, and you see things in your kids in the locker room that we'll never see, right? You see things that your kids do in the community that we'll never see. The way that you can help is write into the show. Tell us, hey man, like this kid should be on your radar. I will hop on a phone call with you and talk to you about a kid with integrity and character all day long. So we wanted to do this bonus special episode to talk about Verl Heap, explain what he was like, explain the type of person and coach that he was, and then talk about what we're looking for in this award so that way you guys can be on the lookout for it. We're going to post some nominees this past week, but I felt like we needed to do something a little bit extra so that way people really knew what was going on, because I felt like if we posted things, people were going to kind of be like, wait, what's the Verl Heap Award? Now you know there's no excuses, okay? So spread the word as much as possible, and I want to also pause and say this. I want to thank you guys for all the support that you've given to us for the podcast. I mean, I've just been overwhelmed by the support that we get from you. And every single week, you guys tune in. You guys support us in so many different ways. And I just want you to know that me and Reyes are so grateful and thankful for everything that you guys do to make this community so much fun and awesome. So thank you guys for tuning in again. Be on the lookout for those nominees post for the Viral Heap Award. And I'll be looking forward to getting some feedback from you guys or some nominees yourself about players that should also be considered for the award that are not on the list. So thank you guys for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. We've got some great games going on tonight. You know, I'm going to be watching Valley Christian and Gilbert Christian. And I know you saw Reyes's bold predictions before the game. It's pretty crazy. We'll see if he's a prophet or not. But we'll catch you guys on Monday.